Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, beginning December 4th. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Arts and culture in the city of Winter Park takes center stage on the first weekend of February during the second annual four-day Winter Park Arts Weekend, dubbed A Tapestry of Experiences.
Welcome to Winter Park Arts Weekend.
Anda Ariel is the city's senior advisor for arts and culture. She says the idea behind the event is not just to showcase the 24 members of the Winter Park Arts and Culture Alliance, but to make the arts more accessible to the public with mostly free programming, as well as to call attention to museums, galleries, and other arts centers across the area. People can find performances, panels, and their very own chances to create.
We always say in Winter Park, any weekend truly could be an arts weekend, but this is just one that we're doing extra special programming during the weekend, highlighting all of our Alliance members. Our Alliance members are so varied. I mean, we have a dance troupe. We have a couple of art museums. We have a history museum. We have the library. All of them are so different. And so we thought that the tapestry was a really nice way to illustrate the weaving of all our different organizations together to create the culture that you see in Winter Park.
So how about the highlights on the keynote events of each day?
So Thursday evening, we are kicking it off with a speaker and interactive evening that is titled Weaving Art and Science for Healthy Young Minds. And it's really talking about how important arts are in positive mental health for youth. This will be hosted by the Winter Park Health Foundation, and it will be at the Center for Health and Well-Being. And that starts at 6 p.m. It is a free event. The community is invited. Parents are invited. Students are invited. Middle school, younger age is where this will really be hitting, and talking about how song, dance, and arts contribute to positive mental health. Then Friday, we are inviting everyone to bring your blankets and chairs and enjoy a free community concert featuring Broadway star Jasmine Forsberg. She is from Six the Musical. She is also homegrown. She went to a local high school here. She performed at a couple of the local theaters here in Central Florida, including the Winter Park Playhouse. That is in Central Park. And then on Saturday afternoon, we invite everyone to come experience Art in the Park, is what we call it. And from noon to 3 in Central Park in Winter Park, there will be live performances on the stage and interactive art activities. All of our Alliance members will be there, and they will be showcasing what they're best at. There'll be performances on the stage from musical groups to jazz to dancers, as well as some musical theater performances. And then in the park, we'll have different activities, including weaving a community tapestry where all of the community can come together and we'll create a piece of public art when it's all done. We'll also have other things such as you can learn how to take a good portrait of yourself and take home a picture of yourself. Another activity is to draw what the next Winter Park Sidewalk Festival poster should be, what you think it should be. So it's a fun day to engage with all our different Alliance members and see the variety of organizations that make up our arts in Winter Park.
Now on Sunday, the approach is a little bit different. Tell me about that.
Sunday, we encourage everyone to go out and enjoy one of our cultural museums, one of our gardens, watch one of the performances that are located throughout the city. On Sunday, many of the museums will be free for the weekend, as well as special exhibits and performances will be going on.
Now, tell me why you think this is important.
Well, I personally feel that arts and culture are very important. It's something that I'm extremely passionate about. It is also something that is very core to the foundation of the city of Winter Park. When the city founders started, they believed very strongly in culture and integrating arts and education with Rollins starting. So it is something that is in the vision statement of the city. We started off as the city of arts and culture. So continuing to foster, it is important to not only to our city, but arts bring such beauty and cohesion and conversation and education that I think the more that you're exposed to it, the more you learn to appreciate it and hopefully then go out and experience yourself. So this is really a weekend not only to celebrate all the arts, but also to bring the arts out into the community, to hopefully engage the community that they will then go out and participate more in all of these arts organizations. We have wonderful arts organizations in Winter Park, and we'd love people to walk through the front door and experience them as much as possible.
Do you have a favorite type of art for you? I imagine that you are also a performer or creator.
Well, personally, what I always say is I love to be culturally adjacent to art. I've touched art in many different ways. I grew up with an art teacher mom, so I've always been involved with it on some level and had an appreciation for color and beauty. Art's everywhere. You see it driving down the street. You can look in your backyard. It's absolutely everywhere. And I think that's one of the parts that I love about art and culture is finding it in such unexpected and everyday places.
That was Anda Ariel, Senior Advisor for Arts and Culture for the City of Winter Park. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.